Welcome to the Roman chamomile overview. If you haven't done so already, this is a good time to get out your essential oil kit so you can have your essential oils ready to maybe smell a couple in combination with Roman chamomile, and of course have Roman chamomile out along with the data sheet. That way you can take notes as you would like to as I kind of talk about, it's kind of an overview of Roman chamomile. So to begin with, the Latin binomial is pronounced chamomilum nobile, chamomilum nobile. And the synonym or an older name that was once used for Roman chamomile is Anthemis nobilis, Anthemis nobilis. It's really important to get to know the Latin binomials. So a great way to do that is to create your own flashcards, like have the common name on one side and the Latin name on the other side of the card, and that kind of can help memorize the Latin binomials, as well as when you're doing your case studies or you're writing down some formulations you've designed. It's always a great name to put both the common name and the Latin name. That way, the more that you use it, the more familiar it becomes, and then before you know it, it's a part of your natural relationship with each essential oil. So looking at the data sheet, the botanical family is another important area. We don't focus so much on that in this course, but we move into a little bit more in-depth study in the Aromatic Scholars program. But the botanical family, so Roman chamomile belongs to Asteraceae. It's pronounced Asteraceae. Is the Latin pronunciation. Some people, you will hear some people say Asteraceae, but the correct name or in pronunciation rather is Asteraceae. The older family, botanical family, it was included under is Compositae. It's good to know the synonym. So both the Latin name of the plant, any synonyms that go along with that, as well as any synonyms along with botanical family names. And this helps when you're doing research on a specific essential oil. Say you continue your studies. When you're doing research, it helps to look under both Latin binomials or both botanical family names, because information might show up here that doesn't show up there, or under this name that's not under that name. So it just gives you another tool to learn about an essential oil, and certainly for this purpose, for research. I'll let you read through the history. We want to focus some attention on country of origin. It's good to notice, and you might have already done this, but with different companies that you might purchase essential oils from, or different countries, even from the same company, can smell a little bit different. They're not hugely different typically, and if they are, they're going to be noted as a chemotype, but they're not normally different. I lost my train of thought. Yep, I'll come back to that point. So, from different countries of origin. So even within, so an Italian Roman chamomile will smell slightly different than a French Roman chamomile will smell different from an English Roman chamomile, ever so slightly. I mean, it's still all Roman chamomile is going to be very rich in the esters, which is part of a chemical family responsible for a lot of the sedative and anti-inflammatory activity of Roman chamomile. I would just take a moment just to kind of smell Roman chamomile right now, just really kind of get a sense of it. So let's take a moment, pause. Sometimes as you're getting to know an essential oil, the first time you meet it, or even several times into having smelled it, you might not like it. You think it might be it's a different type of an aroma. And that's part of our education as aromatherapist, is to really start to sense each aroma on its own. and develop a relationship with it. And how we develop a relationship with it is by utilizing it in different formulations that we create. And through that relationship, we begin to see the many kind of aspects of Roman chamomile. So an example would be if you blended Roman chamomile with clary sage, you'd get this incredibly stress relieving, relaxing to the autonomic nervous system, supportive to the parasympathetic system. And then if you mixed Roman chamomile with, say, peppermint, you would then have a really incredible, potent aroma, pungent and cooling, that would be very useful for something like spasms, like menstrual cramps and whatnot. So by blending with each individual essential oil, whether you like it as a single note or not, helps to see so many facets that you begin to deepen your relationship with Roman chamomile. And before you know it, you love the way that it smells because you see it in this kind of multi-dimensional aroma and therapeutic potential that it represents. So the aroma of Roman chamomile, some words associated with it are sweet, fruity, apple-like, and strong. And I would add pungent because it's very pungent. And then it has a blending factor of 1. So with blending factor is a way I learned how to blend when I lived in England. And blending factor is basically on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the most potent essential oil, like on an aromatic level, and 10 being less potent. We use the blending factor numbers when we're blending because say we have Roman chamomile, which is a blending factor 1, lavender, blending factor 7, and bergamot, blending factor, I think it's 7 to 10, somewhere in there. It's quite high, like all citruses are. And so we would, if we needed 15 drops in total, how we would divide those drops, we would put less Roman chamomile, a kind of mid amount of lavender, and a higher amount of bergamot. But all the while, there's not necessarily huge drop differences because the goal is to balance out each of those essential oils so that they combine well to almost create a new aroma with not one or the other kind of sticking out of that blend. That is the purpose of blending factor. It helps you in the early stages of blending to learn how to divide the drops between your essential oils. And Roman chamomile has a blending factor of 1. So we don't need a lot of it in our blends for it to be very effective. The blending factor, you can also think of blending factor, say when we're taking a bath. Usually with essential oils with blending factors of 1 to 2, so it's like tends to be like Roman chamomile and rose and neroli, German chamomile. Thankfully, all the exotic oils have low blending factors, so you really don't need to use a lot of them in the bath. So with blending factor 1 essential oils, 1 to 2 drops, maybe 3 tops in a full body bath is more than enough. Versus lavender, which is 7, where you could go up to 5 to 7 drops in your bath. That's just another way you would work with blending factor. As far as notes go, we don't lay a lot of emphasis or place a lot of emphasis on learning notes. We do include them because I know some people do have an interest. Notes are really used as part of the perfumery industry. But they can be used in aromatherapy as well. I would lay less emphasis on whether a formulation has a base, mid, or a top note. It's really irrelevant to therapeutic activity and more relevant if you're blending maybe on a psychological level or perfumery, like botanical perfumery. So that's all on notes. With the safety information with Roman chamomile, there's no known safety or contraindications for using Roman chamomile. It also has grass status, which means it has a degree of a pretty high degree of toxicological research on its safety for internal use. We don't cover internal use in our foundations program, but we do, or we're actually in development of an advanced program for understanding more about the internal use of essential oils. But typically when an essential oil has grass status, it means it's being used in food and or in food and flavoring for both its aroma as well as its taste. The chemical composition of Roman chamomile, it's quite diverse as far as the different esters found in Roman chamomile. It's about 80%, which is really high in esters. And it's the ester content on a therapeutic level. Those esters contribute to Roman chamomile's analgesic, anti-inflammatory, sedative, nervine, as an antispasmodic activity. That's all you need to know in this class. I mean, we'll do a little bit more in the chemistry module, but really at this point, it's good for you to begin to observe relationships between the kind of core families that show or core chemical families that show up in essential oils and the core therapeutic activity associated with those families. So you'll be learning more in the chemistry module about that. With Roman chamomile, so it's anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial. I often use it in place of tea tree, antispasmodic, nervine, which it helps to soothe the nervous system. So great for stress-related conditions or just simply to relieve stress or help someone cope with the stress that they're under or feeling. Sedative, so it's a great essential oil when people are having trouble sleeping or even for hyperactivity or excess energy, feelings of being overwhelmed. Roman chamomile is a great essential oil to choose. And then vulnerary, it's useful in wound healing recipes or formulations because it has two great activities. Three really. It's antimicrobial, so it would help keep the wound clear of microbes or pathogens. Then it's vulnerary, it's helping the tissue to heal, and that's a really great thing. And then the other is it's anti-inflammatory, because usually when you have a wound, there'll be inflammation. I mean, the inflammation tends to be good. So in early stages of wound healing, you just want to kind of keep the wound clean, use the essential oils as antimicrobials, and then maybe in a couple of days, depending on how the tissue is healing, begin to work, reduce the inflammation that might become bothersome to the client or your friend or family member. I use Roman chamomile a lot for when people feel angry. It's a great oil to blend, say with a mandarin is a great combination, mandarin, Roman chamomile, lavender, to diffuse into the environment if it's like a high tension environment or someone's feeling a lot of anger or frustration, just to help them relax that, maybe to give them a window to process what's happening in their life, which is always a good thing. And the other big thing with Roman chamomile, I use it for treating rectal fissures or hemorrhoids. You can do sitz baths with this. So I have used clary sage, Roman chamomile, and cypress and sitz baths for hemorrhoids, which a lot of people have. They're very uncomfortable and painful. You can also do a 5% in a gel and apply them that way. But the sitz baths is nice and easy. I recommend with hemorrhoids, it's good to do warm to cold and then cold to warm and then finish off with cold. It's worth a try. I know it's like hemorrhoids. Oh, I don't want to work with hemorrhoids, but Roman chamomile is incredible. It's a great essential oil to use with children, even with infants, say after 3 to 4 months of age. If they're having even younger, I mean, it's up to you to decide when you feel comfortable with applying essential oils to your children. But it's a great oil to use at like 0.5, like 1 to 2 drops in a tablespoon of oil or in an ounce of oil, and rub on the stomach to help just colic spasms, just general kind of irritability or sluggish digestion helps a lot. So Roman chamomile is my go-to, or was my go-to when my son was young. I didn't have to do it very often, but I it was an oil I used with him along with lavender. Roman chamomile is great for itchy skin conditions, so in allergies you can utilize a Roman and actually German chamomile together, or Roman chamomile and Cape chamomile, or Roman chamomile and kind of the hot oil of the year, blue tansy, although it's a little bit more difficult to find and a little bit pricier. So Roman chamomile is, and Cape chamomile is my choice. That's what I like to use. We've talked about it being useful, say, in inhalers. This is a great oil to use in an inhaler for insomnia or anxiety, just to relieve stress, and also to help with nervous asthma. This is where, with the nervous asthma, an inhalation or an inhaler tube with blue tansy and Roman chamomile would be really a beautiful inhaler and very effective with asthma. What is that? Allergic asthma, allergies. Sorry. Roman chamomile and peppermint work well for a number of kind of imbalances we experience with the digestive system. So when you have excess gas, or what we call flatulence, bloating, nausea, a sluggish digestion, doing a 5 to 10% abdominal massage oil with Roman chamomile and peppermint can be really beneficial. So it can help with elimination. You could even combine fennel, Roman chamomile, and lavender. And you might take a moment right now to get the fennel. Let's see here, fennel and lavender. And Roman chamomile. And just smell those together. Lovely. Yeah, that would be really nice. So there's a nice abdominal massage oil for sluggish digestion, flatulence, and bloating would be useful. Roman chamomile is also a great essential oil for the skin. I mean, even just on a daily basis in a cream at a low dilution at, say, 1%, it's really wonderful. And I don't mean to keep combining Roman chamomile and lavender, but those two together just have some fabulous activity. You can use them in different ways, whether it's in a diffusion to relax and de-stress, or for headaches, a gel on the temples. It just diffused into the environment for children. It was the one combination, lavender and mandarin, that was used at the San Diego Hospice years ago, and it found to really relieve or reduce agitation and anger in the environment, in the hospice environment. So it's just a great combination that's very simple and easy to use and safe across the board for any age group. This past semester, I've been studying Angelica root quite extensively. And so though it's been days like with Angelica root essential oil, which is just gorgeous. It's very expensive, but if you can, it's worth a buy, because it's just a lovely essential oil. And it works very well with Roman chamomile as a sedative to when someone is having a lot of difficulty falling asleep at night. Angelica root and Roman chamomile, you can put it in 2.5 to 5% dilution massage oil for someone to rub around their neck, up into the occipital bone, their throat and their chest, and maybe even a little bit on the scalp. So that's one way you could use it, or diffuse it into the room before going to bed, or have a personal inhaler or an aromatic spritzer. The diffusion would be, it's expensive for angelic root. So I'd actually, you know, unless it's an acute situation, there's other oils you could use that are slightly less expensive than angelic root. But for just when someone's going through a really tough time and making sleep difficult, angelic root is a great oil, because it also has so many levels of healing that it offers. So the combination of angelic root with Roman chamomile works well for acute insomnia. When it's the inability to fall asleep, it could be helpful if you wake up in the middle of the night and have difficulty falling back to sleep. You could try it that way too. And then just a general tension tamer, having a massage oil or a gel to put on the neck and shoulders can be really fantastic way to use Roman chamomile. It's nice in creams for broken capillaries. You see those a lot on the nose and the cheeks, even for hives or basically any inflamed skin condition. Roman chamomile could be useful. And again, you could just do a simple formulation like lavender and Roman chamomile and frankincense would work really lovely together. Or on the kind of healing or cell regenerative side, a Roman chamomile and helichrysum. I'm going to try this right now. And sorry, I'm just going to put this together. Yeah, that's lovely for the skin. Roman chamomile, rosemary, verbenon, and helichrysum for, say, a cream, an unscented cream base at a 1 to 2% dilution per ounce. Yeah, beautiful. I would do that. Help with microcirculation, maybe where there's a little bit more sluggishness to the skin or in the skin, or there's not good circulation. This could help kind of stimulate microcirculation in the skin with the rosemary verbenon, and cell regenerative anti-inflammatory from both the helichrysum and Roman chamomile. For men, if you're working with a razor burn, Roman chamomile and lavender again, or Roman chamomile along with Cape chamomile makes a nice combination. And it works well, like I said, with clary sage for menstrual cramps. And it's a great go-to for when there's itching. So after bug bites, or it doesn't really relieve the itching from nettles if you happen to have stinging nettles in your garden. But it can help relieve just like from an insect bite or itching under the skin. It would make a nice either in a massage oil, a gel, or a cream, or a lotion. Would all be great ways to use it. And so that concludes our kind of general overview of Roman chamomile. Enjoy exploring. I recommend spending some time smelling Roman chamomile with clary sage, or smelling Roman chamomile with fennel, smelling Roman chamomile with mandarin, smelling Roman chamomile with patchouli. Just kind of get a sense of what, you know, part of blending is to understand how each essential oil relates to the other. And this eventually it will build in kind of morphology, different ways flowers work together versus roots, or how flowers and roots work together. It could be families, how the Asteraceae work with the Panaceae. You know, and then on a chemical level, how something rich in esters and then something rich in sesquiterpenes or sesquiterpene alcohols. You know, there's so many different ways that you're going to be deepening your knowledge, at least if you continue through, say, the advanced program, of different ways to approach your blending experience. But to begin with, it's really the foundation of all other techniques of blending is based upon your initial experience of smelling them together, of getting a sense of them together. And, you know, I can't recommend that enough, because just sitting here right now and holding two essential oils together, obviously the lids are off, with the caps pretty at the same, you know, level, and just take moments to smell. I like to close my eyes and sense, like sense through the sense of smell, qualities about the essential oil itself and the essential oil in combination with one or two others. Sometimes you get a sense like they wouldn't work together. There's just something in there that they're not meeting each other really well. Sometimes you can add a third oil and it transforms that whole relationship. And sometimes you just have to say, I'm not going to use that one and I'm going to use this one instead. So, you know, either of those decision paths are perfectly okay. So that concludes Roman chamomile. Enjoy your studies. Thank you.